I try to capsulize what's going on here this morning. And what this we talk about the country, but what this country needs is hope. Yes. And everyone in this room is a messenger of hope. And because of that, we're a people of influence. I want to give you an example. I'm one person. I don't have a church. I mean, I attend a church. I don't have a church. But I do have a church. Because, see, I'm an ambassador for Jesus Christ. You're an ambassador for Jesus Christ. So my wife and I, we have this business, and we do, we're vendors at all these different places. In the course of my time, as I go to these places, we see thousands of people. Now, I have a choice. I can be just a vendor, or I can be a person of influence for the kingdom of God. Let me show you how this operates. I was at home, and it was maybe a couple days before we were going to go to a place in New Hampshire. And I know the Lord just kind of impressed upon me that I need to bring a book to the next place that we're going to go. And so I didn't say anything to my wife. I said, well, I'm... And so I was up at the house, and I go to my library, and I pick out this book and come down. And we go to the show, and we're there, and I'm walking around. And at first, we can walk around because there's a little bit of time before it actually opens. And I said, I met this really nice black lady, and talking with her, I said, well, maybe that's the one that I'm supposed to give this book to. So went around again next day. And so anyway, then my wife went out, and she says, oh, I met this girl. I says, really? And she says, yes, I want to give her something. I want to give her a book. And I didn't say anything to her. So I said, well, I have a book. I have a book. And so I give her the book, and so she went over, and it was a blessing to that woman. We have to choose to really listen to what God wants us to be. And we are influencers for the kingdom of God. One of the greatest things in the world, of all creation, that we're ambassadors for Jesus Christ. We can lead people and give them information how to get eternal life. Eternal life. Not just, I mean, I came to this conclusion one time. I said, oh my gosh, I'm reading the gospel, see all these people are being healed and so forth. Jesus touched us. That doesn't mean that they're all going to heaven. Sad thing to say, but that doesn't mean they're all going to heaven. How many know that Judas Iscariot went about healing people, casting out demons? That doesn't mean he's going to heaven. So you see, all that is part of God showing how much he loves and cares for people. The young lady in the back came up for prayer. God wants to take you, and he wants to put you in alignment with his word, his purpose, and his promise for your life. For your life. He cares that much about you. When I say an alignment, it's he just puts you in perfect unity with his word, his will, and his purpose. That's a powerful thing. And take it to heart. And say, God, I believe what you say, and I believe that you're my healer, my divine, you know, everything. Everything I need. And it's the same thing for all of us. And so with that, I will... pass on Ken. Oh, yes. Huggy break. We're going to have a huggy break. So let's have a little huggy break.